the guy was doing great this year, and he was leading the league in rushing. We knew coming in that he was a very good running back, and you know they were playing well as a front. So, yeah, all week, you know, practicing, you know, knew that he was going to be a tough runner. So, you know, again, I think that we just got to continue to improve and you know, get better as the season progresses.
Rob, over here.
Yep.
In some respects, in your eyes and the team's eyes, does a game like this where you met adversity and came over and were able to overcome the adversity for a win say more to you guys as a team than it would have been, say, from a route from like 31-0 or something?
Well, you know, we're a very mentally tough team, and I think that, you know, the work that we put in during the week, again, we go into these games and we understand that you got to play four quarters and you got to stick to the plan. And again, I think just believing in ourselves and knowing that we continue to fight, continue to play hard, that we're going to, you know, and the end of the game, we're going to, you know, come out victorious as long as we continue to play hard, believe in each other. And, you know, I think that our offense did a great job at the end there scoring. And, you know, defensively, again, we got to get off the field on third down. I don't know the percentage of it, but it wasn't good. So we have to do better there. And, again, short week here, we got to watch the tape and have a quick turnaround here for Miami, who's playing well. I don't know what their score of that game is, but I think it was pretty high to, you know, 41-0, yeah. That was a good, you know, obviously they're playing at a high level. So, you know, again, very happy with the win. 6-0, it's a good feeling, but you got to turn the page, right?
Rob, you mentioned about that Miami coming to town. They're a very hot team. Can you just talk about how tough it will be to quick turnaround for a Sunday, Thursday night game for you guys who are banged up after this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's playing a Thursday night game. It's definitely quick, and, you know, you got to make sure you're taking care of your body and doing the best you can to, you know, get to 100% and go out there and play tough. So another division game is always definitely a tough game for us, and, you know, Miami always plays as tough. So, again, I think that we just have to turn the page quickly on the Jets. You know, again, happy to come out victorious, but now it's the Jets. I mean, now it's Miami. Sorry. Jets are over with.
I'm very destructive off the edge today, batting down passes. Is that something you saw on film that you'd be able to do
again? Well, again, I think that any time the ball comes out quick, the trajectory is lower. So anytime it's a quick passing game, you can get your hands on the ball. You just have to obviously read the quarterback, get your hand up, and match the throwing arm. So, you know, coming into this week, they didn't have many sacks. They only had two on the year. So you knew that the ball was coming out quick. They wanted to, you know, have quick hitting routes. And, you know, as a front, you get your hands up. You know, you knock passes down. I should have caught a couple of them. Jeez.
Rob, I thought coming into this week that a lot of the talk was about the Jets defense. Do you take that as a personal or team challenge? Hey, we play defense too?
No. I mean, again, we really don't focus on other teams, you know, really just try and work on ourselves. You know, coming out of this game, there's going to be a lot of things that we need to correct, and we're going to watch the tape, get them corrected, and move on. But, you know, we're always focused on ourselves and just getting in better and trying to play, you know, better every week. So, again, we're going to focus on ourselves and get better. Good deal?
Thank you.
All right. See you later. I need to have ice water.